Great scene, waking up as Ultra Champions. It's been a brilliant day yesterday for Donegal.
You would have seen this coming, wouldn't you? This was your, at your level, at you're planning this almost from the first training session, aren't you? You know,
yeah,
to realise this dream.
It's okay, it's one thing planning it, but it's another thing carrying it out. So, yeah, we set our stall out maybe 6-8 months ago, and we were looking at a system of play that we wanted to play. And we knew the players. The players were hungry for success. And, I mean, they worked really extremely hard, both players, management, the whole group. And yesterday culminated in all that work, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant to see Michael go up and lift mango salts yesterday.
Yeah, and it was great to see how much it meant to people. I mean, it was never in doubt, but when you see the scenes in Clonus yesterday and then the scenes in Pettigo, which always is the first to offer such a fantastic welcome across the border, and then on into Donegal town, the diamond absolutely wedged with that sea of green and gold, it just goes to show how important this is to the people still.
Yeah, listen, Greg, I think maybe over the last couple of years, things didn't go our way. And yesterday, you know, this year's been, it was a disappointing start. We got relegated in the league, but we got relegated playing good football. And even though we don't want to go down to Division 2, the plan was the Ulster title and to lift that Ulster title. And we, as I said, we set our stall out back 6-8 months ago. And it's been a great run. The games were coming thick and fast. We had 4 games in the last 8 weeks. And the crowd, the support was there yesterday. And it was a brilliant day in Clonus. Clonus is a great place. It's a brilliant venue for an Ulster final, and you know, it was a packed house there yesterday. And Fermanagh also brought a lot of supporters with them. And you're quite right, Pettigo was always the first stop on the way back, and the people of Pettigo have always been bringing down through the years, and then back into Donegal town. Huge, huge crowds there this night.
To the game itself, and you worry about your team, but I suppose you have to consider what the opposition is doing as well. Did it take you by surprise at all at the start of the game just how negative this Fermanagh team appeared to be set out?
Not really, Greg. There was no surprise, to be quite honest. We went, I mean, I watched Fermanagh play the 2 championship games this year, and you know, they went and played Monaghan and beat a fancied Monaghan side in the semi-final. A Monaghan side that was fancied to win Ulster. And in fairness to Fermanagh, they set out their stall. There were a lot of bodies back behind the ball, and it made it very difficult for Monaghan, and Monaghan couldn't break them down. So we looked at that and we analysed it again, looked at what was the best way, and it worked for us yesterday. We got that goal early on from Owen Van Gallagher, and that was a big, big score in the game. And once we got that score, once we got ahead, it was, you know, it was always going to, we kept our noses 5, 6, 7 points ahead, and that was key.
And it was interesting, and much is being made of where the scores were coming from a defensive position. Is that something that you work on, or is that something that comes sort of, it can develop in a particular game depending on what the opposition are doing to some extent?
Not really, Greg. It's something that we worked on, to be quite honest. We want to be, you know, dangerous all over the park. And, you know, that corner back, I think it was 13 different scorers yesterday. Owen Bann ended up with a goal and a point, and Paddy McGrath got a score on the board yesterday, and he, the goal disallowed. So, yeah, listen, that's the way the game's evolving. And we were probably maybe sitting back over the last couple of years and maybe not expressing ourselves as footballers. And these guys now, we've given them that freedom to go and play. And they've done that, and, you know, they've been very, very good.
I'm no expert by any stretch, Declan. I think most people would know that. But the impression I got was that it was that this team plays very much as a team. It's not a collection of individuals or one or two people, that the entire team right across the entire pitch play as a unit, and they all seem to almost have a hive mind and know what the other's doing.
Well, yeah, that's what you like to hear. That's what you try and put through and stall in a team. And these guys, as I say, train really, really hard. And the, you know, the standard at those training sessions are second to none. And some of the games that we play in terms of in-house games and maybe ABB games are very, very competitive and very, very close. And some of those games ended up a lot tighter than some of the games we had in the championship this year. But that was part, you know, that drives those guys on. And there's a really good commitment there from those guys. And there's they're all pushing for places within that team, within that squad. There's 33, 34 players. And those guys really put it in every night. And it's not just about training 3 or 4 nights a week. It's also gym work, and it's 24/7 lifestyle. And it's great for these guys to get that success yesterday again.
Going forward now, it's fantastic, and we'll not look too far ahead, of course, but it's a fantastic result altogether. But you, I'm sure, are already sort of looking forwards, and we have this new system, this new Super 8 system that's coming up. Some people maybe feel there's too many games for even provincial winners, but that's perhaps a conversation that's already been had. But looking forward to this now, I presume you're already planning out, you know, what's next for this team and what can be achieved.
Well, it doesn't get much tougher anyway. But we've been handed the Dublin the next 2 weeks on Sunday in Crow Park. That's the first match in the Super 8, so it's going to be a brilliant occasion going into Crow Park, taking on Dublin and their backyard. And it's a challenge that we're looking forward to. So we get back training tomorrow. And yeah, all systems go and all preparations will start in terms of Dublin and how we go about playing that. It's going to be completely different than any of the games we played in Ulster, because Dublin play a very exciting brand of football. So, you know,
as do we.
They're all saying that should be an interesting game, and it probably will be.
It's good. And look, you have to beat the best to win it. Eventually, it doesn't matter what stage of the competition, I suppose, you meet them. In terms of injuries and, you know, that side of things, I understand Patrick McBurtie's getting a scan today to determine his injury, or maybe you already know that. But generally speaking, how did the guys come through yesterday's game?
Yeah, no, the guys came through well. It was very demanding yesterday. The heat in Clonus was absolutely, you know, down on pitch side. So it could have been anything up to 29, 30 degrees. It was really, really hot down there. Paddy picked up an injury. He's getting scanned this morning. He doesn't look great at this stage. He's on crutches at the minute. So we just wait and see. And we'll get the scan and take it from there. But hopefully it's nothing more serious than just a bad knock. But we'll know more later on today.
All right. Well, Declan, listen, I'll not keep you any longer. I know you've lots to be at and other people to speak to. Thank you very much. And congratulations to you and to the team. And it's amazing just a bit of sport and triumph, the joy it can bring to a county in the lift. It's just a great thing to be a part of, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly, Greg. And you know, listen, the Donegal supporters have been brilliant. And we have a huge match now on Sunday fortnight. It's going to be really important. And I know they will travel in huge numbers to Crow Park, and that's, it's again, the backing that we get from those fans doesn't go unnoticed, and the guys, players, management really appreciate that.